if it seems like the cops aren't really enforcing traffic laws like they used to, you're right.
Traffic enforcement has been done in a way that is racially biased, which is not acceptable. But to then take out traffic enforcement altogether is resulting in more people dying.
It's July 29th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Coming up, sliding land means no more gas in part of Palos Verdes.
You can see the damage all around the road along the ocean that literally gets pulled apart.
I just don't think it's right because I don't think it's all about safety.
And shaking land, too. A 4.9 quake 130 miles from L.A. is felt all over the region. You know where you don't want to be when that happens.
I was handling some personal business in the bathroom, and the next thing I know, my toilet just started rocking.
That's all coming up. But first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. It was a 4.9 quake felt all across Southern California, from the high desert to the San Fernando Valley and all the way down the coast. Shook just after one this afternoon, centered in the Barstow area in the Mojave Desert. No reports of any major damage or injuries. USC seismologist Yehuda Ben-Zion runs the statewide California Earthquake Center. He says people in the Barstow area should expect more aftershocks.
But they will be generally, statistically, they will be with decreasing magnitude, meaning the shaking from the aftershocks will be smaller. Occasionally, this sequence that starts like this ends up actually ramping up and we get a larger earthquake. But this is not typically the case.
And this happens to be the most seismically active area of Southern California for the past 30 years, called the Eastern California Shear Zone. It's where the 7.3 Landers quake hit in 92, 7.1 Ridgecrest quake in 2019. The fault is more than 30 miles from the San Andreas Fault. Saw a tweet from Dr. Lucy Jones about this. And so because it was so far, it doesn't do anything to increase or decrease the probability of a quake on the San Andreas. That's a question that people always have. And whenever we have an earthquake, lots of people call KNX News and tell us where they were when it happened.
I'm calling from Antelope Valley. So I was handling some personal business in the bathroom, and the next thing I know, my toilet just started rocking. And I'm holding on to the door, and I'm going like, what the heck? So I immediately went to my earthquake app, and sure enough, it said an earthquake originated out of Barstow.
I am in Northridge, actually very close to the 94 earthquake epicenter. I was just thinking about that the other day. I went to go park my car to do some errands, and I felt my car shake. And I thought, that was a very big gust of wind.
I'm over here in Koreatown. I'm working from the home office today, and I was just sitting here in my chair, and I was on the phone with someone, and I said, hey, hold on a minute. And I felt some rumbling, and usually if it rumbles for more than 3 or 4 seconds, like some swaying, you know it's likely an earthquake. And I saw my plants kind of swaying back and forth just a little bit, and I thought, okay, it's got to be an earthquake.
I always hear the ceiling creaking in my office first, which, you know, never struck me as a good sign, but I always know that the whole building's about to shake if I hear that sound in the ceilings. A lot of people have some indication like that in the place where they most likely are when earthquakes happen. From shaking earth to sliding earth, earth that's been sliding for a long time in Rancho Palos Verdes, and SoCalGas says it has gotten to the point where they just cannot have gas service to about 135 homes anymore. This is in the Portuguese Bend community, and John Barrett is out there.
You can see the damage all around the road along the ocean that literally gets pulled apart. The homes that were red tagged, the utility lines, and SoCalGas officials don't see any indication that the increased land movement is going to change. This morning, it shut off the gas service to the gated community. People were unhappy, to say the least.
I just don't think it's right because I don't think it's all about safety. I think a lot of it has to do with finances and money.
The mayor was hoping the utility could delay the shutoff, at least for a while.
The concern is that you give someone 3 days notice to be making changes to their homes, which is really an impossible situation over a weekend.
Now Rancho Palos Verdes officials are planning to make contingency plans just in case the neighborhood is deemed to be unsafe, including having places like Terranea that residents could go to live if they were forced to leave.
If it feels like it is more dangerous than ever to be a pedestrian or a cyclist, I think I'd say that. I've been hit by a car twice in the past year. You might be right. Enforcement of traffic violations by the LAPD has been steadily declining. It's a trend across several cities, with police departments just not enforcing traffic laws like they used to. My colleague Charles Feldman talked with Damian Kevitt. He runs the advocacy group Streets Are for Everyone, based here in LA.
So we first identified the reduction in traffic enforcement as a factor in the increase, the incredible spike in traffic fatalities that had been happening in the city of Los Angeles year over year. And it's been happening since COVID, and actually since before COVID. And we also noticed that there was a tremendous drop in traffic enforcement. So traffic enforcement has been done in a way that is racially biased, which is not acceptable. But to then take out traffic enforcement altogether is resulting in more people dying. And that is its own injustice. And it's also by stat predominantly people in underserved communities in South LA that are dying at higher rates as pedestrians, as cyclists, as drivers, because there is a disregard for traffic laws.
How much of this is because everything got sort of screwed up, you know, because of the pandemic, and there were fewer people on the road, and police all over the place were just probably not enforcing things as much because I guess there was a sense that, fewer cars meant fewer potential problems. How much do you think is the pandemic, and how much are other causes?
You know, I think it's a combination of both. There has been also a swing to change how traffic enforcement is done, so it's done more equitably. And there's other agencies, for instance, in San Francisco, where they've done a fairly major overhaul with community input on how traffic enforcement is done, but they've started to re-implement and re-increase the amount of traffic enforcement because it is a factor in safety and protecting the lives of those who are driving, who are walking, who are bicycling. It would be great if we could design all roads to be incredibly safe and we would never have to use a police officer, but that's just not realistic in our current day and age. Until we can get to that point where everyone's just automatically safe, I don't know, maybe it's autonomous vehicles or whatever it is, we are still going to need traffic enforcement as a factor, but it needs to be done equitably and with its own justice involved.
Have you or your group spoken about this with LAPD? And if so, what do they say?
We have had conversations with senior executives, senior officials in LAPD regarding this. They have a lot of direction from city council on what they can and can't do in traffic enforcement, and have also have direction in terms of where they're putting resources. Honestly, I've seen a lot of finger pointing back and forth between city council, you know, saying that, you know, it's LAPD that's not doing this correctly, and LAPD saying it's city council. I don't really care. I want lives to be saved on our roads.
We told you on Friday about the biggest wildfire of this season in California in what is becoming a very active fire season. The Park Fire is now only 12% contained. It's burned an area bigger than the entire city of Los Angeles. We get an update from Matt Bigler in the Bay Area.
Some Park Fire evacuees had only minutes to spare,
leaving with the flames licking the back of their property.
James Henry tells CBS 13 he feels lucky to be alive. CAL FIRE Captain Dan Collins is reminding people not to wait until it's too late.
We have seen people die by staying and then at the last minute trying to evacuate.
Nonetheless, some residents are choosing to remain in their homes. Collins says they are essentially on their own. Meanwhile, law enforcement agencies from across the state are now patrolling evacuation zones looking for looters. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
This fire started when a guy pushed a burning car down a gully. We told you on Friday about the biggest wildfire of this season in California in what is becoming a very active fire season. The Park Fire is now only 12% contained. It's burned an area bigger than the entire city of Los Angeles. We get an update from Matt Bigler in the Bay Area.
Some Park Fire evacuees had only minutes to spare,
leaving with the flames licking the back of their property.
James Henry tells CBS 13 he feels lucky to be alive. CAL FIRE Captain Dan Collins is reminding people not to wait until it's too late.
We have seen people die by staying and then at the last minute trying to evacuate.
Nonetheless, some residents are choosing to remain in their homes. Collins says they are essentially on their own. Meanwhile, law enforcement agencies from across the state are now patrolling evacuation zones looking for looters. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
This fire started when a guy pushed a burning car down a gully. He has been charged with arson, and it has become one of the biggest fires in state history already. That's the L.A. Local for this July 29th. We're sponsored by the L.A. Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Stay connected, 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Odyssey app, search for KNX News. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See you.